Rotary International, a world fellowship of business and professional men with a common ideal of service, presents the Rotary Golden Theater. More than 8,000 Rotary clubs in 89 countries throughout the world are celebrating the 50th anniversary of Rotary International, an organization fostering the ideal of service in personal, business, and community life, and working for the advancement of international understanding, goodwill, and peace through a world fellowship of business and professional men. In observance of its golden anniversary and as a public service, Rotary International brings you the Rotary Golden Theater. As we enter the Rotary Golden Theater, the bright lights blaze forth the title of the drama we are about to see. In a way, you might almost call it a science fiction drama, and its title is The World We Know. We take our seats. The curtain rises on the busy offices of Edward Martin, a successful engineer whose work has taken him all over the world. The man who rushes up to him seems to have been hurrying.
I got here as fast as I could, Ed. What's the idea of that mysterious telephone call? My secretary thinks you're working as an undercover man for the government.
I'll tell you all about it in just a minute, Dan. Come on into my private office.
Oh, I didn't know anyone else would be here. Hi, Cliff.
Hello, Dan. How's the radio station doing these days?
Oh, good enough, I guess. The only trouble is your newspaper is getting too much advertising and ought to be running on radio.
My heart bleeds for you.
Yeah.
If I could make half the money you do, I'd retire. Well, Ed, can you tell us what this meeting's all about now?
In just a second, Cliff. All right, Dr. Shockman.
Yes, Mr. Martin.
Dr. Shockman, I want you to meet Cliff Mayhew, publisher of the Middle City Journal, and Dan Curran, the owner and manager of our local radio station.
Well, how do you do, gentlemen?
How do you do?
How do you do, sir?
I first met Dr. Shockman a good many years ago in Europe. He was doing electronics research before the world in general even knew there was such a science as electronics.
Well, did you just arrive in this country, Doctor?
Yes, and I was able to smuggle my life work out with me.
An invention of some kind?
I suppose you might call it that, Mr. Mayhew. In my mind, it has become the salvation of the human race. Edward, would you mind having the office boy bring in the roll of blueprints?
I'll take care of it right away, Doctor.
While Edward is out of the room, I can explain to you that he is the one person in this country with whom I had a friendship. My work must find its way into the hands of honorable, responsible, idealistic people. Edward has recommended you.
Well, that's flattering, Doctor, but I don't know anything about inventions.
Neither do I. Has Ed seen the blueprints?
He is thoroughly familiar with them. Actually, knowledge of inventive processes is quite unnecessary to understand my work.
Well, if you're looking for somebody to invest money...
The investment of money will be negligible. What I will need most is your time and effort. Ah, the blueprints. Still safe, I see. Good.
Lucky, maybe. The office boy says a tall, heavy-shouldered man who spoke with an odd accent offered him $10 to run an errand.
What? The boy... Did he leave my blueprints?
No. Jimmy's a conscientious boy, and he refused to leave the man alone with this package. The stranger got a bit nasty about it, I guess. He warned Jimmy not to mention his visit.
The stranger? Did he have black hair?
Let's see. Dark hair, Jimmy said.
It is Ada. It must be Ada. He has found me. Gentlemen, we must work quickly.
Well, if somebody's trying to bother you, Doctor, we better call the police.
Police? Such a thing would be quite useless, I assure you. Edward, I regret that I've involved you and your friends in this.
Oh, don't worry about me.
As long as these blueprints exist, nobody who has seen them is safe.
Safe from whom?
From those who would promote hatred and distrust between nations and peoples. The forces that thrive on war. They know that this material can be their destroyer.
You mean that you've discovered some safeguard against atomic and hydrogen bombs?
I have discovered a safeguard against warfare. Any and all kinds of warfare.
That seems almost impossible.
The new, the strange, the different always seems impossible. Nobody can believe without absolute proof.
That's odd. I told the girl I didn't want to take any phone calls. Hello? Ed Martin speaking. Hello? Hello? Who is this? Well, why don't you say something? Oh, they hung up. Not a word. Now, why would anybody...
It is an old technique. Ada is simply letting us know that he's fully aware of what transpires here.
Maybe we can trace the call.
Waste of time, Mr. Curran. Believe me, I had had much experience under such circumstances. The call would come from a public phone. Now, this is serious.
But nobody would be interested in hurting Dan and me.
A radio station owner and a newspaper publisher. Are they not willing to destroy the whole human race to gain their ends?
Oh, I still can't believe that anybody would want to hurt me.
You are being hurt every day in the constant threat of war hanging over your head. In the cost of international trade barriers. In fear and nervous tension. In so many, many ways.
Well, I suppose you're right. But I still don't see how an invention can put an end to such things.
Gentlemen, there's only one basic source of warfare. Tell me, where do wars start,
Why, in various countries.
Wars do not start in countries, my friend. They begin in the minds of men. And why do they begin?
I wish I knew.
Wars are started because of international distrust and misunderstanding. By customs we don't understand. By logic that differs from our own. By philosophies that are foreign to us.
But a machine can't promote international understanding.
As proprietor of a radio station, you are undoubtedly acquainted with the miracle of television, yes?
Certainly.
You know that the image of a human being can be focused onto an electronic scanning tube. Then electronic energy can transmit that image through the air. An intermediary sending apparatus must furnish the electrical energy to transmit the image through the air. Now, it is a well-known fact, is it not, that the human body possesses certain energies of its own?
You mean muscular energy, Doctor?
No. The human body throws off warmth, does it not? It sometimes generates static electricity, as you have observed when touching your finger to a metal fixture after walking on a thick ground.
Sure.
The human body possesses many energies, some of which we know nothing about.
I suppose you're right.
One of these energies is the ability to transmit a so-called live picture, a moving picture of a person without any television broadcasting equipment.
All you need is Dr. Shockman's idea. You can bring any part of the world right here to Middle City, right into this room, into our schools, into our homes, into meetings, practically anywhere.
You know, it seems almost incredible.
Do you doubt what I'm telling you?
Well, no. You've always been a particularly solid person, in my opinion. An invention like that could be sensational.
Exactly. But it is not sensationalism I seek or want. Gentlemen, can you comprehend what an instrument for peace and happiness this can be all over the world?
I'm not sure I understand what you're trying to say, Doctor.
The world is too full of distrust. There's altogether too much misunderstanding. Let us say that you and others here in Middle City are distrustful of, for example, the people of Africa. With little effort, you can bring those people right here. You can see what motivates them, why they think as they do. You can learn of their aims and ambitions, their fears and their problems. Understanding them, you can no longer distrust or fear or hate them.
Why, this thing would be one of the greatest miracles of all time.
Would be. It can be and should be.
That's right. This invention of Dr. Shockman's shows that you can find a common interest with the people of almost any country.
Ignorance of other peoples is the greatest cause of international ill will. And my invention can wipe out ignorance.
But who are these people who are trying to stop you? Who's this man, Ata?
Ata himself is nothing. He is a symbol. Certain powers in the world do not want international understanding. They know that it could ruin them. Their strength would be gone forever. But there is another foe besides Ata and fanatics of his party.
Who's that?
A most serious enemy. Indifference. And that is where you gentlemen come in.
How?
By bringing my invention to indifferent people, Mr. Curran. By making them see that the 2 billion people who make up our world are people like themselves, motivated basically by the same desire for happiness.
Now, if this thing is all you claim it is, I'd be willing to invest a substantial sum of money in it.
Your mind and soul, your enthusiasm and your energy are what we need, not your pocketbook.
I don't understand you. Here you have something that's worth millions of dollars, and you're willing to give it away.
Mr. Mayhew, I have lived. Money was of little importance. And in a world dominated by hates and mistrust, money could be worthless.
Can I run a story on this in my newspaper, or is it still too closely guarded a secret?
You may run all the news stories you like. Publicity can be one of our strongest weapons.
Why, this is a chance to be the greatest benefactor of this century.
Quite right.
Hello? Yes. It's for you, Doctor.
But what... Very well. Here. Hello? Yes? If it's important, I can be there any time you say. At once? Very well. Yes. Is there me too? Goodbye.
You have to leave?
Unfortunately, yes. At once.
But won't you have time to explain your invention first?
If this call were not of the utmost importance, I would take the time to show you. Fortunately, Edward is thoroughly acquainted with the working of everything.
Oh, well, in that case...
He can explain everything to your complete satisfaction, but there is a chance I will not be back. I would like a promise from you, gentlemen.
Anything you say, Doctor.
I would like your word that you will do your best to make this venture successful, whether I return or not.
You have my word on that, Doctor.
Mine, too.
Very well, gentlemen. There's no time to spare, so excuse me. And good luck.
Good luck to you, Doctor.
Take care of yourself. Don't let anything happen to you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
What an amazing man.
Yeah, he certainly is. But we can talk about him later. Right now, I'm bursting to see this invention.
I'm glad you feel that way. Go ahead and open the blueprint.
All right.
Hey, what is this?
What?
Well, this is just a copy of the object of Rotary. To encourage and foster the ideal of service as a basis of worthy enterprise, and in particular, to encourage and foster, one, the development of acquaintance as an opportunity for service, two, high ethical standards in business and professions, the recognition of the worthiness of all useful occupations, and the dignifying by each Rotarian of his occupation as an opportunity to serve society, three, the application of the ideal of service by every Rotarian to his personal, business, and community life, and four, the advancement of international understanding, goodwill, and peace through a world fellowship of business and professional men united in the ideal of service. What's the idea of the two red arrows pointing to points one and four?
Put them together and you have a blueprint for peace. One, the development of acquaintance as an opportunity for service with people all over the world. And four, the advancement of international understanding, goodwill and peace through a world fellowship of business and professional men united in the ideal of service.
Why, this is nothing new. We've known the object of Rotary for years.
As long as you thought that miracles could be accomplished by nuts and bolts, by vacuum tubes and electronic devices, you were excited. But here is something that's been available all along. An idea that can promote world peace.
Say, aren't you chairman of the Rotary Club International Service Committee, Ed?
I am, and I've been trying to get you fellows to cooperate without too much success.
Then Dr. Shockman was a fraud.
He's not a fraud. Those blueprints will do exactly what he claimed for them.
But he said he had an instrument to promote peace and happiness all over the world.
The Rotary Club program of international understanding is exactly that. As chairman of the International Service Committee, Dan, you and Cliff are important to me. Great ideas like this have to start at the local level. And this is a great idea.
I promised Dr. Shockman to promote it, but who is Dr. Shockman if he isn't a fraud?
He's a motion picture director I met overseas. The foreign accent was faked. But the picture he gave you of what this idea can accomplish was no fake.
What about his enemy, ETA?
ETA, E-T-A-H. That's hate spelled backwards. There is such an enemy, and it's a real one. Real for you and for me, for everyone.
But what little we could do to drive hatred out of the world certainly wouldn't mean much.
It would mean everything. Think what would happen if every community in every country in the world did its best to make this blueprint a reality. Before you knew what it was, you said that the men behind this idea could be the world's greatest benefactors, and that was true. Well, gentlemen, what are we waiting for? Let's get started right now.
And so the curtain falls on the play, The World We Know, presented by the Rotary Golden Theater as a public service in commemoration of the 50th anniversary of Rotary International, a world fellowship of business and professional men with a common ideal of service.